Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samuels.
The invasion of Ukraine is sadly the media moment. What is it about? Who says the answer? It is not the only conflict happening in the world. I'm unsure how many people are aware of the conflict in Yemen, now in its eighth year, and I'm not even sure how to describe it. War? Civil war? Proxy war? Fought by countries on another country's soil? Whatever is happening in Ukraine or Yemen, or has happened in Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, Bosnia, and other places, we have learned from experience, and also from history, that both sides claim legitimacy for their actions, whether they attack, to defend against a great evil or injustice, or defend against the attack. This is important because we are not talking about getting an historical scorecard right, but about what people are doing, what they are actually doing on a given day in the conflict. I think most people want to do what is right. I think few people want to do wrong things or be in the wrong. Conflict very much has a starting point that each side believes themselves to be right, doing the right thing in that moment or situation. Should anyone start wondering, are we the baddies? Then they can be accused of disloyalty. But the question reminds us that we are all responsible for our behaviour, what we actually do. The Christian Church recognises conscientious objection or resistance precisely because options can sometimes only be choices between bad options, and then one should follow one's conscience as guided by Jesus and his word. While this world is not our home, Jesus has placed us into relationships, family, livelihood, citizenship, church, and Jesus calls us to serve there, which means we shouldn't abrogate our responsibilities, and so we have to make choices about what we do, how we behave. Lutheran theology calls these worldly relationships vocation. They are our callings where we are to stand. They reflect our responsibilities. Should I stay or flee the plague? Versions of this question have shaped our living these past 2 years with COVID-19. How am I to serve those around me? That depends on who I am. Should I stay or flee an invading army? Who are you? That is the question to ask to begin that answer. If you are a soldier, you already have an answer. If you are a civilian, then you will have to ask other questions about your situation. However, if everyone fights, who will bake the bread? The Bible recognizes one's context as a determinant in how one is faithful to God. Such contexts include age, pregnancy, whether single or married, and if married, for how long, power, wealth. The goal was always to follow God and do good, or as the prophet Micah described it, "He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? But to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God." Micah chapter 6, verse 8. That our world is full of bad, injustice, lies, and pride is incontrovertible. It is hard finding our way. To whom shall we turn? Our leaders? Our tribe? Especially our social media ones? To the one we think will win? The answer has to be about truth. Yes, we have a responsibility to know worldly truth, and it is increasingly hard these days, but then the messages have always been manipulated. For Christians, the starting point is Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. If he isn't true, stop listening now. You're wasting your time. Go and find truth elsewhere. But that Jesus is true means that he is the source, foundation, and center of our life. He gives us our identity so that we, each of us in our unique position in this world, can live with meaning and purpose. And Jesus guides us in how we behave each day. Jesus reframes being a baddie and forgives us so that we will never knowingly seek to harm or do wrong to others. And he is with us in the struggle to follow him each day. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in mercy, listen to our prayers. Stretch out your mighty hand to defend us from all the evil we face. Guide us to see and know clearly the situations before us and how our discipleship should be lived one day at a time. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.